Nearly 10 years ago, the Bohemian National Hall on the Upper East Side of Manhattan reopened its doors to the public, becoming the seat of the Czech Center in New York. How difficult is it to attract visitors in such an extremely busy city? And what is the main focus of its activities? I discussed these questions and more with Barbora Karpetová, who has been in charge of the Czech Center in New York for nearly 3 years now.
I would say that the classical program is, of course, a part of our mission, but we are trying as well in the spirit of New York, probably in the spirit of New York of 70s, of the melting pot, trying to bring the heritage in the future. And the embodiment of the idea is Thomas Messer's creative Bohemian Hub. Thomas Messer used to work as a director of Guggenheim for more than 27 years. Thomas Messer Bohemian Creative Hub brings together Czech and American artists. They are welcome and invited to Bohemian National Hall, where the residency program allows them to stay for about 1 or 2 weeks and create a new piece of art. In the year 2016, when the project started, we had 4 residencies, and I think that all of these artists were really facing a bit of a challenge, and that is the mission of the project, to put them in the conditions which are not really what they are used to work in.
But of course, the Czech Center in New York offers much more than that. Yes. So can you give me a sort of outline of what kind of activities you offer to the visitors?
Well, I mean, we are very fortunate. The building provides us with the cinema, with the exhibition hall, with a beautiful concert hall in a capacity 300 people, with 2 smaller concert halls, libraries, and the rooftop. To bring the program for this type of venue means to have, I would say, a nice number of performances. Czech Center itself prepares about 2, 3, but sometimes even 4 different events a week, all together with the activities of Bohemian Benevolent and Literary Association, Consulate General, and obviously some other institutions. It brings a really vibrant program to the building. If you consider this type of management of a place, it really requires a lot of organization, collaboration of the institutions, and obviously a lot of communication. The result then is that the place is recognized by American partners. They are much happier to work with us on the programs in their venues. And in such a way, we are able to have the partners like Metropolitan Opera, Lincoln Center, Metropolitan Museum, giants of the cultural sphere in New York.
New York is obviously one of the busiest cities in the world. There are hundreds of cultural events taking place each day. So how do you make yourselves heard in such a city?
Yes, you mentioned all the advantages and disadvantages of New York at the same time. Obviously, the competition is probably the biggest in the world. And to make ourselves, what is called in New York, a part of a fabric, meaning to be visible, is very difficult. It is, especially for the team of 4 people, which is managing all the programming, all the production, all the financing, and obviously PR as well. We are collaborating with American PR specialists, and very often it's important to be in touch with so-called publicists, people who are specialized for these certain genres. You really need to know the moods, the fashion waves, something what is called the dynamics of the city. And it's not easy because it is changing very rapidly. New Yorkers are spoiled. They've seen everything, they've heard everything, and they want to be surprised. And bringing let's say even art they knew, but in a new situation, what is the curator's job, is probably the most important thing to be visible in New York.
You have been in charge of the Czech Center in New York for nearly 3 years now. Looking back at this period, what were some of the most successful projects?
Well, one of the most successful, and that was my first big project, was a project which happened in October and November 2014, connected with the 25th anniversary of democracy in the Czech Republic. We wanted to bring something really special as a special gift and reminder for New Yorkers for being able to be together again. And that embodiment of collaboration of a Czech and American spirit was the manuscript of the Symphony from the New World. Antonín Dvořák wrote the manuscript in New York. It was very much influenced by American music. And with his return to the country, to the homeland, the manuscript was taken back and never ever visited New York again. Symphony from the New World, together with Beethoven's symphonies, is the most often played symphony in the world. And for many Americans, it's American music. I found it really very special, and I think that the American media really sensed that this is something to be written about.
How much ahead do you actually have to prepare events such as this one, which was coordinated with a number of other institutions?
It really very much depends. Some of those, I would say, huge things can happen, well, I would say, nearly like a last minute. I would say that especially in New York and with American partners, the planning in advance is obviously very important, but Americans are very flexible, and if there is a will, they are able to help the thing to happen. They are very enthusiastic, very hardworking as well, and they love the things which are surprising. But in true life, you need to plan this very much in advance. You need to be in touch with people. There are a lot of permits they need to have. There is a lot of logistics you need to be secure about. A lot of insurance things. Everyone who's planning events knows that the program is created at least a year in advance. Very often 2, 3, or even 5 years in advance. That is the cultural professional world.
Next year, Czechs are marking 2 important anniversaries, 100 years since the foundation of Czechoslovakia and 50th anniversary of Prague Spring. Are you going to reflect these events in your program?
Very much, especially 100th anniversary of the Republic is something which is very much connected with American history and with American impact. President Masaryk was, let's say, dealing about the creation of the first Republic with Woodrow Wilson. Americans were the ones who supported the idea. Many of the very important agreements and declarations were signed in the United States. It is indeed very much important to bring this event in Czech-American consequences, and I would say stressed up that there was enormous influence by American democracy creating this type of a state right after the First World War. We are preparing a lot of events, and I think that this moment of a surprise should be kept, so I'm not going to say what it's going to be. But I would say that the Czech National Building in Manhattan will surely be radiating the spirit of that time and the spirit of the importance of the transatlantic connection and of the Czech culture to be seen as a very important part of Europe and the world.
Apart from these two anniversaries that we have just mentioned, can you reveal something about the program for the upcoming season?
A program connected with the important personalities who were somehow connected with New York or the United States. Every month of the next year will be revealing interesting projects connected to the values which these personalities were bringing and following. Some of them are artists, some of them are entrepreneurs, some of them are politicians. I think it's very natural that we will obviously mention Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk, Václav Havel, Antonín Dvořák, Alfons Mucha. But there are others who might be a little bit in a shadow and would be very nice to mention them too.
And finally, you've been in charge of the Czech Center since November 2014. What was the experience like and what do you most like about your job?
I've been to the United States for more than 7 years. I served as the cultural counselor at the embassy in Washington, D.C. So I've got quite a substantial time to see the turbulences of American society during the very significant time for the United States. The change from Barack Obama's administrative to Donald Trump's administrative, and I wish Americans all the best. They are very hard-working people. I wish as well that Czechs would have more opportunities to see the true American life and may change their ideas of the standard of a life in the United States. New York especially is a difficult destination to work at. It brings a lot of challenges, which is exciting, but it's demanding. And it can give you a lot of energy, which I think a lot of people feel, especially artists, but it takes a lot of energy too. For me, it's nearly a spiritual experience to be in the place with this kind of energy and with this image of a labyrinth of the world. Definitely leads you to the paradise of the heart.